know, when we, the last few months, we have really been beginning to really focus on what God is wanting to do in our lives. We all know that time goes so quickly, and you know, we see how fast it really goes. You know, it just seems like a blink of an eye. It was 27 years ago when my oldest son was born. You know, these kinds of things, it just really hits you. And so it's really important, and I feel an urgency even more, that we be focused on what we're supposed to be doing with our lives. And we've talked about that. We've talked about our goals, our dreams, our vision. We've spoken to groups about vision boards. We've had the ladies, the men's groups have been doing vision board. We've talked about it here. Staff, everybody has, I hope, has heard by now about the vision board and how you can develop your goals and the purpose that God has for you, the things he has for you to do. You know, we know that God put things in our hearts. It's not by mistake that often something will be stirring in your heart and you can't get rid of it. You know, it's like, why? Well, it's because God has made you a certain way. He's given you a DNA, and he's put things in you that are supposed to happen and supposed to come to pass. So these are some of the things we've been talking about. And so today I want to talk to you about how to stay focused with your vision. So let's just take a minute and pray over this. Father, I just ask right now for you, Lord, to speak to us, and Lord, we need help. We do need help being focused. So I ask right now, Lord, for your presence, and we commit this to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Give us ears to hear. Help me, Lord, as well. In Jesus' name. Habakkuk says, Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision and make it plain on paper so that you can run with it. The vision is to be made plain. You know, the scripture says, make it plain. And often, if it's just in your head floating around, it's not very plain, is it? You know, so it's very important that we do something with our vision besides just have it in our head. We've been encouraging people to write it down. You can make a notebook. You can make a vision board. A vision board has, you know, pictures of things that you see yourself doing. For example, let's say you see yourself ministering to children. Well, you can find pictures of kids and paste it on your vision board. Something inspiring, you know, that maybe you see yourself as an artist. Well, get pictures of the kind of art you want to paint. You know, maybe you see yourself, you know, living in a certain kind of house, and it's really in your heart. You know, nothing is impossible. I want to tell you, nothing is impossible. God helped us build a home ourselves twice. And this is when we, you know, hadn't been married very long. We didn't have big incomes or anything like that, but we just put our hand to the plow and did it. And, you know, nothing is impossible. We've got a house paid for, and I heard somebody else here just paid off their house too. Who would that be? Let's see, it's David, Kathy, where are you? Anyway, they did. It's the Williamsons. Hallelujah. We can thank you, Lord, for that. So, you know, things that are in your heart to do, God wants you blessed. He wants you productive. One thing that has been confirmed, there's been three times, I'm very excited about this word. When I was in Hawaii and we were at YWAM, I saw a visual picture of people being catapulted into their vision and dreams. I saw a little catapult. You know, just launching people, launch them here, launch them there, launch them where God's trying to launch them into the thing that's in their heart to do and to be. Well, not long ago at a Wednesday night prayer meeting, we had, I think Michael was, right, had the same exact word, and it was catapult. Well, then last Sunday night, Jim from YWAM was here, and he didn't know any of this, but he spoke the exact same word over us. So God is launching you into the fulfillment of your dreams. So are you ready to be launched? Are you ready? Get ready. Okay. Some of you are in the process right now of launching. You're in the air. You know, psh, psh. There goes another one. There goes another one. So, so how do we stay focused? Today I want to talk about that. And I'm just going to take the word focus and just use each letter of the word focus to help us focus on the message that I'm preaching about being focused. We'll start with the letter F. For the letter F, I'm going to say first things first. The main area is that we need to be in fellowship with God and just making those first things priority in our life, being in the Word, spending time with the Lord. Matthew 6:33 says, if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto us. So the main thing is first things first. So, you know, and daily, find a word. Get a word from the Lord. Ask him. Don't just, you know, be sitting there reading, but ask God to speak to you in his word. And get the first things first. Get the first word for the day. And I encourage you to find a daily word, something that will allow you to run on that track that day. You know, there's a special word from the Lord. Be very short. Doesn't have to be any long thing. Let the Holy Spirit speak it to you. And that's like your anchor for the day. So fill yourself up in the morning, or maybe you're a nighttime person and you get, you know, full, and that, so that when you wake up the next day, you're ready to hit the ground running. But whatever you do, make first things first, and then it will really help you, you know. And then as well, now what are the first things first for your goals? You know, your goals could be just all wild and crazy, but find out what the first things are that God wants you to do. Maybe you want a house, for example, and you believe that God's really put that in your heart. Oh, but just don't make it I want a house someday. Start doing some first things. Start doing some research. Start doing some preparation. Study the market. You know, do some things. Spend time praying more than anything. Praying over that goal, over that vision. Let's say that you really feel that God wants you to pray for the sick. It's been on your heart. Pray for the sick and see them get healed. Well, are you doing any first things first? Are you meditating on scriptures about healing? Are you seeing where Jesus healed people? Are you reading about that and getting that deep into your heart so that when the opportunity comes to pray for somebody who's sick, you have faith already there in reserve, yes. Faith in reserves. So do those first things first, and then just start praying for people. You know, pray for your friend with a headache or anything, but get yourself ready first things first. And then be faithful. You know, you might think, well, I want this ministry, or I want to see this thing happen, but are you being faithful in those first things? Are you giving your tithe? Are you being faithful in just consistency of character, etc.? All right, so that's F, just first things first. Now, O, on the word focus. O, so for O, I'm going to say obey. Obey. Hear what the Father is saying to you and begin to do it. Be faithful. You know, be consistent. Obey the thing that you know you should do, those first things. Be obedient to do it. If there's things you believe God has showed you to do, even little small things like call that friend and tell them you're praying for them, or, you know, go, you know, do this, or pay that, sow a seed in the offering, or whatever. I don't know what those things are for you, but be obedient to them. You know, I heard one of my favorite preachers, Gloria Copeland, she said, you know, the whole Christian life can be summed in just three words. Listen and obey. Listen and obey. Three words. Or hear and do. You could, either way. Just those three simple words. Listen and obey. You can live your entire life on that. Listening to God and then just simply obeying it. So that's O. Now let's talk about C. I picked for C in the word focus. I picked clarity. You know, I think we so often are so scattered in our thinking. So it's time to get clear. It's time to have clarity. Begin to prepare yourself. I talked a little bit about that already. Start to get in preparation mode. I'm just going to call it that, preparation mode. Start to get rid of all the fuzziness and just get clear. Write your vision down. You know, when you begin to write things down and begin to put them on paper or on a vision board, it helps with clarity. It helps you see what you really need to do. study, prepare, talk to people. Let's say, for example, that you have a certain career that you would like to pursue, or a certain job you want to go for. Have you ever, you know, talked to anybody who does that? You know, have you ever researched it? Have you read up on it? So those kinds of things, you know, just begin to prepare yourself. I love Terry Savelle Foy's quote, that one time the Lord spoke to her and said to her, "When I know you're ready, get ready." Very simple phrase. When I know you're ready, get ready. And then she began to prepare herself, and part of her vision was to go to France and preach. And so she actually wrote a little book to hand out to people and had it translated into French. So, and other things like that. So when you're ready, get ready. God's going to do something. But if you're not ready, guess what? God's not going to be able to do much in your area of your vision if you have done nothing to prepare. So get ready. And then in the area of clarity, it's time that we be training and corralling our wild thoughts. I saw this picture of horses that are just wild running around. And actually, the Lord gave me this when I was praying one day. And the horses were just wild and running through the fields. You've probably seen on TV, you know, specials on wild horses, like whole groups of them running, I don't know where, maybe Montana or someplace, I don't know. And, you know, it takes a while to train a horse. So if you think about our ideas as being like horses, like wild horses, they do need some training. And you may have like even wonderful, great ideas. They can be even wild horses. I'm not even talking about like bad thinking, which of course we do need to work on that and train that. But even our good thoughts can be too running amok, you know what I mean? So we have to really begin to train them and find out what is God saying through all those. And writing things on paper really helps, getting things on paper, thinking it through, praying about it, talking to people if you need to, get some feedback, and begin to get focused. All right, so that's clarity. We just need to begin to get our things cleared up and get some understanding. All right, now another thing that's going to help you be clear is when you finally have those dreams and goals on paper or on a vision board, is that you review them constantly, you know, day and night. I just really encourage you, look at it every day, your vision board, or if it's just a notebook with your ideas written down, or whatever you have, a bulletin board, look at it every day and see if you're on track. You know, it may take a while to actually get a good vision board or a good notebook ready. You know, that may take you a while, but just keep working on it until you feel that you've defined what you're supposed to be doing. You know, of course, prayerfully, you know, God's going to show you if you're really seeking Him and wanting His best and wanting His will. So just review your goals and keep those dreams before you constantly. Because we know that old saying, out of sight is out of mind. So keep it there. Hang your board where you will see it every day. Or if you're doing just a notebook, put it where you know the first thing you do in the morning. Put it right by the thing, your Bible or your coffee maker or whatever you know you're going to see it and you're not going to miss it. Put it right there so you're going to make yourself see it every single day. Okay, so that was C. Now let's go on to the letter U. For U, I picked unity. Stay in unity. Stay in love and avoid strife, because that kills dreams. It kills goals. It kills all kinds of stuff. So walk in love towards people. The Bible says that we need to walk in love to one another and prefer one another and those kinds of things, and not hold on to grudges or offenses, and just be loving and forgiving and you know, that'll keep the things flowing freely, so you can, there won't be like a clog in the drain or something, you know. So you can pursue your goals unencumbered. So let's just stay in love. Let's stay in forgiveness. Don't get, you know, if you get frustrated with somebody, just let it go or whatever you need to do to get things worked out. But let's stay in love in the love of Jesus. Stay in unity. Now, I will say that there's also, I don't know, this just seemed right to me, but there's a scripture that says, unite my heart to fear your name. So I'm going to say, stay in unity with yourself, if we can say that. You know, don't be double-minded. Because, you know, one day you may say, I'm going to do this, and the next day you go, oh, not so much. You know, don't be double-minded. Stay in unity with your own heart. You know, the purpose that you believe God's saying to do, don't fudge on it. You know, don't start ripping things off your vision board. Now, I'm not saying God can't redefine things and say, you know, that really was not something I had in mind for you. You know, so he could tell you, let's get that off the board. That's not really something you need to be doing. But don't just, when the going gets a little tough, just start ripping things off your vision board or scratching them out of your notebook. Stay in unity with people and with yourself, with your own heart. Be true to yourself is what, as we've heard it say, you know, don't try to be somebody you're not. You know, God's going to, he's going to give you things that fit with your personality. They fit with you. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to stretch you, because, boy, he will stretch, stretch, stretch. So, you know, stretching, if you're being stretched, that doesn't necessarily mean it's not you. It could just be God's trying to stretch you and grow you and expand, you know, expand you. All right. Now, let's talk about S for in the word focus. So S, for S, I picked stay. Stay on track. Stay the course. Those kinds of things. Don't deviate. Stay the course. And I just sort of talked about that a little bit with being in unity. Don't be double-minded. James 1:8 says the double-minded will not receive anything from the Lord. So it's important that we don't be double-minded, because then you're going to be stuck. You're going to be, you know, locked, high-centered, and you're not going to receive anything from the Lord. So don't be double-minded. And this really does require discipline. Discipline is something we all kind of balk at, but discipline is what it's going to take. You really can't fulfill your visions and goals without a certain amount of discipline. So it's just something we just have to knuckle down and just get disciplined. Sorry, I can't make it any easier for you. We just have to do it. We have to keep working at it. And if you have a few days where you feel like you lost focus and you didn't do so good, just jump on again and just get back on track. You know, if you ever rode a horse, you know, if you fell off your horse, you have to get back on the horse. Especially if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you don't want to walk all the way home leading your horse. You got to get back on that horse and get back to where you're supposed to be. So, you know, just jump back on track. It's easy to get off, but you just get back on. Just keep going for it. Don't be undisciplined. And the discipline, I like this. Discipline is for the gospel's sake. It's for Jesus. It's the difference between the goals the world has and the goals we as believers have. The world has goals just for their own enjoyment or their own pleasure or their own, you know, passions. We have goals for the gospel. So will you discipline your sake? Will you become disciplined for Jesus, for the gospel's sake? You know, I read recently, I got curious about the Olympic athlete. You probably remember him, the 400-meter runner, Oscar Pistorius from South Africa. He is a double amputee, and he's a runner. And I thought, that is just so amazing that he could do that. And, you know, he could be in a wheelchair today just feeling sorry for himself and not doing a single thing. Sitting in a corner somewhere just pouting and feeling sorry for himself. But the man is an Olympic star. And I went to his website just out of curiosity, and I found he said this: you are not disabled by the disabilities you have, you are able by the abilities you have. And I thought, you know, that really says a lot. That I think so often we we restrict ourselves because we think we can't do things because we don't have this or we don't have that or we're not, you know, talented enough or we haven't had such a good track record, you know, in the past. Or so we limit ourselves. So, you know, I think if Oscar can do it with no legs, what are we doing? You know, it really makes you think, doesn't it? And he said something about, you know, people may see him as disabled, but he said, I don't see myself disabled when athletically I'm doing more than 99% of the world. Think about that. So let's stay focused and not, you know, I mean, goodness. If somebody like that can accomplish something, how much more can we do for Jesus if we just exercise some discipline and just stay focused? Praise the Lord. And I want to just encourage some of you. I feel this scripture has been on my heart this week. Maybe you have had a hard couple weeks or whatever, month or whatever. Here is a scripture. I just love this. It's Psalm 84, 5 through 7. And it says, blessed are those whose strength is in you and whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. And Baca means weeping. So if you've been through a difficult time of tears, of struggle, of disappointment or frustration, God says you can go straight through the valley of Baca and come on out stronger as you're going through it. God takes you through the valley, makes it a spring, and you end up stronger as a result. So I want to encourage you with that. That God, you don't camp in Baca. Just keep going, step by step. We had a wonderful prophetic song on Wednesday night the Lord gave us about just, you know, that very thing. Coming out of the trials, step by step. You know, you may not feel like it's happening all at once, but just if you're consistent and if you just stay the course and stay on track, you'll come through all that stronger and, you know, making everything a spring. I love that. So let's just continue. I mean, let's stay focused. There's one thing I want to just share as well, that this is such a great word that we heard from Jerry Savelle. We had the opportunity to hear him about a little over a week ago down at Castle Rock. He was there at a small church down preaching. And I love this. He was talking about how Abraham had to leave his country. Remember that? Before he could go to that place, the new country, the place of the blessing. Well, our country represents our ideals, our thinking, our old beliefs, our perceptions, you know, our old mindsets. So what God is saying is we need to change sometimes. We need to get out of our old country. We need to get out of our old way of thinking, of doing things. You know, if you've been doing the same thing and nothing's changing, well, it might be time to think about, maybe I need to be doing something slightly different. Because I keep going back to the same old, and nothing is getting any better. So Abraham had to leave his country. Well, we need to leave our country too, our country of the way we think. And ask God to just take away all the old perceptions that aren't fruitful, aren't productive, aren't getting us anywhere, and go into a new country. And you know, that's how we're going to fulfill our dreams that God puts in our heart, is if we have fresh perceptions and we're ready to go forward with that. So I just want to, that's really basically it. I just want to encourage us to be focused, you know, keep those first things first, those important first things first. Most of all, our fellowship with the Father is the most important thing, and hearing from Him on a daily basis. And then O is obey. You know, what you hear, what you've been hearing or sensing in your heart, you're supposed to do. Just do those things. And C is clarity. You know, just continue. It's a lot of work sometimes to get real clear about your life. But But just keep working on it. And just keep all the vision before your eyes. Allow God to help you to get prepared. You know, there's a time coming. Another word from Jerry Savelle was, there's a time coming to this earth where this unprecedented favor of God is going to be on the believers. Just God's ready to pour it out so strong, that favor for these times. So be in preparation mode, ready to receive the favor. You know, that's that God wants us clear, and let's tame all of our thoughts, and let's get focused. And then the U is for unity. Let's just stay in the love of God, and let's not be double-minded. And S was for just staying on track. Let's just stay the course. You know, sometimes it's tough, but just stay the course, and just step by step, just stay the course. Whatever God's told you to do, don't quit. Just stay on track, stay on track, stay on track, stay on track. And you may be going through a hard time, but, you know, if you just hang tight with God and just be consistent, you're going to get through that tough time. You really are. So that's all I really want to share with you guys today. And let's just take a moment. If you just need a little help staying focused, and, I mean, I do. I know we all do, I imagine. Yeah. Let's just stand for a minute, and let's just begin to let the Lord just speak to our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. And as we're just spending just a few moments before the Lord now, just be open to what he might even be saying right now to you about your life and about your goals and dreams and focus. Thank you, Lord.